Ist das Kunst? Oder kann das weg?
Welcome to Ist das Kunst oder kann das weg? Roughly translated, the title of the podcast means Is it art or not? Today I welcome a very special guest to talk about a very special kind of art. He is a circus artist. Welcome, Juan Pablo Martinez.
Hello, good afternoon.
How
are
you
doing? I'm great. Having a day off today, finally.
Are you?
Yeah.
It is always a very interesting question to ask you, where are you at the moment? Where are you
okay,
now?
At the moment, I'm touring Denmark with a circus called Arena.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here touring for more than 5 months here. This is my last week. After this, I'm traveling by road with my car and my caravan to Spain, which is going to be a very long journey, like 3 days until I get there.
Yeah.
So yeah, my life is pretty intense.
Yeah, I know a little bit about it because we have personal history together. We know each other from quite some time ago
Yeah.
when we used to be a couple.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I got to experience a little bit of circus life, and you got to know a little bit about the regular life, you could say, in Austria.
Yes,
For
I
some
did.
time.
Yeah.
And then we went our separate ways, and you are still working as a circus artist. Now, maybe tell us a little bit about your background. You come from a circus family. How did this happen?
Yeah, well, I come from a fourth generation of circus performers.
Yeah.
So it's in my blood. It's always been a part of my life. And well, I don't see my life going towards any other directions at the moment or in the near future, to be honest. Like I did have a try of like living a normal life, which for everyone is normal, but not for me. Yeah, I tried it like when we were dating, of course. I also tried it during COVID lockdowns. I opened a business in Mexico, and I lived in there for around a year or even longer. And I opened a business and I settled down, but I just have this impulse in me that I always want to run away to some other country.
Yeah, maybe tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah.
How does it work when you always live in different countries?
How does it work? Well, first of all, I would say that each contract that I have, it depends the length of the contract. Some contracts, they last for 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Other contracts are long, 5, 6 months or even longer. And I mean, especially the long contracts, for me, they feel like a lifetime. So, for example, I'm going to end this contract in 1 week, and that's going to be like the end of this life. And then I'm going to go and live another life. Yeah, so I could say I'm like a cat. So I have several lives.
And we just talked a little bit about your family. So you grew up in the circus, and how did this work? Like, how did you go to school? And are your siblings also in the circus life now?
Yeah, so well, growing up wasn't that easy when it comes to education, because I was kind of sometimes I went from one school to the other, sometimes I was homeschooled, sometimes I had like private professors to teach me. It was always different. It wasn't like one. There wasn't like one system of learning. I was always learning different ways, and it was a little bit confusing. And I didn't get to for example, finish my studies. Unfortunately, I just studied until high school. And at one point, I just had to stop because it was too complicated, and I had to concentrate on my profession, on my career.
But one could also say that you always continue learning very much in your job because you always learn new languages, you always learn about new countries.
Yes, that's
So
true. Well,
you're kind
first of
of
all,
still studying all the time.
of course I have, but first of all, I have to say that it would have been nice to finish my education. I wouldn't, how do you say it? I wouldn't,
Like
I cannot remember the words.
recommend, or what did you say?
Recommend. I wouldn't recommend anyone to quit their studies. It's always important to learn. But yeah, I have learned a lot, like from life itself, like traveling around. It does get you to open up your mind a lot. And I have friends from each kind of level in society. I have friends who are entrepreneurs, who own big companies, and I have performers, friends who are performers, friends who live a normal life. I don't know. I met so many people from everywhere, and I learned so many from my past experiences that, yeah, I think that I did grow up a lot over the years of traveling.
And what about your performance? Did you always want to be a juggler? Because of
Well,
course in circus you can also have many different ways of
Of course, but I can resume it in one small story. When I was a baby, I don't know, 6 months, 1 year old, something like that. When my mom used to take me to for a bath, she used to put like toys around me, and there was like a little ping pong ball, and I used to put it in my mouth, and I just like spit it out. So I think that's I had juggling in my blood inside of me since I was a baby.
Yeah, because that's what you do now in your performance, right? You're juggling,
Exactly.
actually, you're throwing ping pong balls with your mouth.
And actually, that's the last routine that I added in my performance. If you remember, when we used to date, I didn't do that one, and I had this big issue with my arm.
Yeah, you were throwing clubs, so you could say the classic juggling thing.
I did clubs, and I
And
did hats, and I
rings.
did rings. And then I had this big surgery on my hand. And honestly, I struggled very much to juggle again. And that's when I came up with the idea of juggling with ping pong balls. And it's funny because since then, my career really went up, and I'm practically known because of my ping pong juggling.
Yeah, so that was actually like a thing that you found to keep your wrist to how do you say to not use your wrist so much, and then turned
And to
on
save my
yourself.
to save my career, but it not just saved it, but it just lifted it up completely.
That's so interesting, no? So it became your specialty.
Well, I am a little bit handicapped. Well, not handicapped, but I have a lot of problems with my arm still, with my nerves. And my arm doesn't work very well, but instead of being a handicap, it was like something that pushed my career to higher levels.
You work in so many different countries. How do you feel at home in one country, especially?
Yes, in my country.
Your
Mexico
country
is
is
always my
Mexico.
home. Yes, Mexico is always my home. Although I also have to say that, well, my country is Mexico, but my country is also the show industry. Wherever I'm performing, I can feel like at home as well.
You also meet the same people from time to time, or is it always the
Very
same?
often. Yeah, very often we are like our industry is not it's big, but it's not that big, and we have a yeah we have kind of a community. We are a community. and we many of us we know each other. We know each other for years, like as many years as I know you, or
Yeah.
even more.
Yeah, I
Like I
might even know some people you are with now in Circus Arena,
Yes, definitely. For
right?
example, the
Great guy.
Direction, which is Berdino family. I'm
Yes.
sure you remember them. For
Yes, of
example,
course.
Patrick.
Yeah. So I always remember Denmark fondly, and I've been to Denmark last year with my husband for a wedding, and
Oh, nice.
I love Denmark very much. It was very nice.
It's a very beautiful country, and we get to stay always like around the sea, like the coast by the
Yeah.
sea. Most of the towns are by the sea, and they're really cute. All these towns are so cute.
You show them a little bit in your Instagram lately, I saw it.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, very nice.
I love to show a part of my life on my Instagram. I always show a little bit of the places that I visit and a little bit of what we do during our daily lives.
Is this also marketing for you? Are you doing like your own marketing on social media?
When it comes to my well, in part because I do post a lot of juggling, like stories about my juggling, my performance, the places where I perform. Of course, yeah, it is part of my marketing.
Yeah. How does this work now, actually? Do you have an agent or you work for yourself?
I work 90% or even more for myself.
So you find your jobs yourself
I
through
do.
your contacts and
Exactly. Even though it's not easy to get to some places if you don't have a strong agency representing you, I still manage to get in, to get through.
I'm sure this has changed over the years. Now it might be easier for people to do their marketing themselves.
Well, it depends because if you want to work on a high level at the industry, it is very closed. The market is very closed. They don't pick you up unless they know who you are or unless you're recommended, very highly recommended. So it's still necessary to either be known or have a good agency behind you. And I'm lucky enough that I already done a long career and I managed to have a reputation in this industry. But it hasn't been easy. I had to work very hard to get here.
And let's talk maybe a little bit more about your performance. So you are juggling like different kinds of things, and you have this performance that lasts some minutes. You practically perform the same show every day. How can you do you have the feeling that you can still like be creative in your work?
First of all, someone asked me a very funny question about my performance. They asked me if I get bored to do every day
Yeah,
the
yeah.
same. And the answer is sometimes. I do get bored sometimes.
Yeah.
But
Okay, very honest
but
answer.
yeah, but that's why I'm trying to, for example, change my for example, this year I changed my old my music, not the routine of what I do exactly, but more like the choreography wise. I changed it and I changed my costume every once in a while. And I just try to keep updated, and keep myself updated. And for me, the most important is to entertain the audience.
Yeah.
Like when I go inside the ring or the stage, there isn't any other feeling like that. It's like when you feel the energy. I believe a lot in the energy of the universe. I'm a big believer of the energy of the universe. I believe that we're all made of energy and everything is. The whole planet, the whole universe is surrounded by energy. And I feel and I believe that we all can share that energy. And when I go inside a circus tent in the middle of the ring or a stage inside a theater, I can feel that energy. And when I give more from myself, I can feel that I get back even more. For example, if one day I don't feel in a great mood, maybe, and I don't give all my best, I'm not gonna get the same response back. But if I give all my best, yeah, the people feel it and they give it back to me, this energy.
I think
It's
that
something mutual.
it's I also believe a lot in energy, and I think that what you just described is the reason that there are still live shows, because you
Yes,
can
yes.
practically watch anything in your on your screen now.
Yeah.
But why would you still go to a show? I think it is this, the energy of people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and there's nothing like it, really. And that's the reason that I think that's the biggest reason why I don't want to quit doing this. It's like a, honestly, it's like a drug.
Yeah, I can
Yeah.
imagine. Maybe to someone who doesn't know so much about circus life, how would you describe like a day in your life? I know that every day looks a little bit different, but how would one day in your life go normally?
Well, for example, with this tour is pretty intense because we travel every day. We move every day. Well, first of all, I'm not so much of a morning person. I think I never was. So I don't get up so early. I get up when I get up. And then I like to go for walks, of course, in the city, to do some sightseeing, to do some shopping, etc. And then I have to start to prepare for my show. I need to train. I train every day. I always need, like a jogger needs to every day train to keep in shape and prepare for the show. I welcome the audience when they start to come in because I actually, at this show, I'm selling for the audience. I sell candy floss. And the thing is that it's not something like an obligation. It's like an option, but I like to do it because I like to see the audience and I like to see them before I'm gonna perform for them.
Do you have
I want to
something
already
else
feel
to
them.
do in your
Yes. And you know, the thing is that for example, Denmark is a very beautiful country, but the people are very closed. Like the culture is very closed, and I like to try to open them up in any way possible. So when the people is coming into the show and I'm selling my candy floss, I play some Latin American music and I dance while I'm doing the candy floss, and the people feel it. The people really feel it. They start to get in a good mood.
You
They
have a good
don't have
time,
like serious
and they
faces
have a good
anymore.
time.
Yes, and I can feel that they even enjoy the show more when they already start to warm up, you know.
When they say, we saw this guy earlier.
And well, of course I do my show. Well, we were talking about the routine, my routine. I do my show, and after the show we pack, we travel to the next place. And we usually get along very well, all of us here, and we always like gather together. We do a barbecue, or I don't know, we just get together and talk, or we go to some bar, or we always doing something. So that would be kind of
That would be kind of what you said in the beginning. I want to mention this again because you just mentioned it very briefly, but actually it's very crazy. The circus moves every day. So sometimes you go to sleep like in one place, and then what? You get into a car in the middle of the night, and then you drive somewhere with the whole
No,
circus.
we drive after the show. Like the show ends, we pack and then we start driving.
And then the next morning, you kind of see where you are now.
Yeah, exactly. I woke up in a
Get
new town
outside and then
and
you see. Okay.
exactly.
Yeah.
That's how it works usually.
That's actually really funny, right? Yeah. Yeah, like how would you describe the freedom or the advantages that circus life has to someone who is
Well,
not
of course,
working?
it has advantages and disadvantages. I would say that the advantages is that, well, you do work, in theory, you work less than at a normal job. Like I have an obligation to do my performance every day. The show is at 5, so from 5 to 7:30, I have the obligation to be here. But besides that, well, I'm free, you know, because for example, I train every day, but it's not an obligation. It's like my, it's how you say, it's like my responsibility, but it's not something that I'm hired to do. And for example, yeah, of course, I have to travel from one city to another, but also I don't have to like necessarily. For example, if today I'd like to do something in this town, I can stay here for an hour or for two, and then I can start driving slowly and I get to the next place. Like it's kind of easygoing, you know, in a way.
You have a caravan. You live
I have a
in a
caravan. I
caravan.
live in a caravan. Not in every contract because, for example, if I get hired to work in USA, then I would park my caravan at some place and I would fly there, and then they would provide me a hotel room or an apartment. It always depends on the contract.
Oh, very interesting. Now that we
Yeah.
mentioned caravans, I was just thinking about a situation that I experienced in the circus that I thought was very unique. I remember I was just, I don't know, resting in the caravan and suddenly looking out the window thinking, why is it so dark now? It suddenly turned dark. And then I saw just elephant skin passing. So it was a huge, it was an elephant passing, and that's why it got
Oh,
dark.
okay.
This is what
Oh,
I remember as
you
a
never
very,
told me
I just
that.
thought of it now. But
That's so funny.
yeah, you think, wow, okay, this is an experience to have, right?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, there's no more elephants.
Yeah,
Yeah,
well,
like, yeah, like now
maybe good for
nowadays.
the elephants, but now there's not so many animal shows anymore, right?
Yeah, no, not so many. No, the audience don't really want to have animals at the show. So, for example, at this show we just have horses, and that's it. And yeah, to be honest, it doesn't affect me because I don't work with animals. So, yeah, but that's also one thing that the audience should know if they having doubts about visiting a circus because of having animals. At this point, there's practically no animals at the circus.
No animals anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the circus also changed over the years, of course. How do you see this the circus now?
Well, to be honest, it's a little bit of hard times for the industry. Yeah, because I think for the business, I mean, for the show business industry in general, it's not so easy times because, well, there's a lot of crisis in the world. People consider show business, like entertainment, they consider it a luxury. Well, it is a luxury because people need to first cover their necessities, like food, like clothing, renting an apartment, heating up, or all of these things, gas, everything. And going to watch a show is a luxury in these times. So unfortunately, it's not going that well for the circus world at the moment. For example, at the circus where I perform right now, they still do okay, but
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
it's
quite
not
Stegos
those.
Arena. It's quite a big circus with a big history also, right?
Yeah, it is, and it's one of the biggest circuses in Europe that still remains because there's been a lot of big circuses that are already closed. They had to stop touring, unfortunately. But yeah, Arena remains, and they're still doing well. People still come and see us. They've been coming like forever. I see every day. I meet people who they come here with their grand, like kids with their grandparents. The grandparents came here when they were kids. Then they brought their kids. Then their kids brought their kids, and so on. And it's a big tradition. It's really a big tradition, but unfortunately, it is hard. Even like if you go to a cinema nowadays, it's empty inside. Like people don't have they cannot afford to spend money on, I don't know, going to a theater, going to a concert. They do it from time to time, but not as much as they used to.
Not as much. So do you think, yeah, there will always be circuses?
I think that one way or another, yes.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't have I don't worry about that. I
Yeah.
think that's right now we're going through the roughest times, but I think with like we how you say like we reached to the lowest point, and I think from this point we can just rise up.
Yeah, well, I think as we just talked about, there will always be the need for having this, yeah, for having a real experience, a real life experience, and to see other real people. So in one way or another, there will always be shows, I think, with real
Of
people.
course, of
Yeah.
course, yeah, because entertainment is a part of culture history, cultural history, you know. So it's like forever. It's been forever. It's been for thousands of years there, and it's not gonna die. It's just gonna. It might evolve. It might go through rough times, but it's always gonna rise up again. I believe that.
And what do you wish for your future? What would you like to do?
For my future, I would like to do circus. No,
Yes,
yeah,
and I
yeah,
guess
I
you
want
will.
to, yeah, yeah, I want to continue in the show business. Well, of course, one day I'll retire. You know, the other day I was talking with the director from the circus, and he was telling me that I'll probably will be still working when I'm 70. I will still be performing.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? But well, yeah, at one point, of course, I have to retire, and by then I hope to still continue in the industry. For now, I would like to start some agency, like talent agency, like to provide jobs for some young performers who are not at the top level yet.
Yeah.
So that would be one of my first
Cool.
goals. Yeah. But of course, yeah, I would also like at one point to maybe direct a show, maybe run a show, but everything is everything comes in time. Yeah, for now I'm enjoying what I'm doing, and I'm also trying to learn from other how you say other parts of the business.
Wow, that's great. I'm very happy for you that you're still so happy in your job and in your life. And
Thank
yeah,
you.
who thought that we would ever record a podcast about art together?
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny, but yeah, I'm glad that we had this chat. I had fun. I enjoyed having this
Thanks
conversation with
a
you.
lot.
Yeah, it didn't feel like an interview. It felt just like a chat.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be. So I send
Yeah.
all the best to everybody who might still know me at Arena. Maybe
Oh, of
they
course, of
remember.
course, of course, I will tell them.
Okay.
Well,
Pablo, thank
Jasmine,
you
it was
very
a
much.
pleasure. You're welcome. Take care.
Bye.
Bye bye.